There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Orla has contacted the show. Orla, because it's Daffodil Day today, you want to mark Daffodil Day by remembering your parents. I'm so sorry to hear, Orla, that you lost both of your parents during the pandemic to cancer. Good morning, and our sincere sympathies to you.
Hi, PJ. Thank you for having me. And thank you for your condolences.
When did they pass away?
A few months ago. About my sense of time now is all gone. About probably 9 months ago.
Oh, okay. So very, very recent. Very, very raw. You're very brave to come forward, but you think it's really important that people support Daffodil Day today.
I mean, basically, kind of, I suppose the shortest story is both parents were diagnosed with terminal cancer during the pandemic, and they both subsequently passed away. You probably couldn't pick a worse time. And, you know, we did avail of some of the support services. And when you are in that receiving end in a time of crisis, you just realise how important it is and it means so much. Mm. And just a way of kind of giving back a little. Plus my mom, it would have been Daffodil Day 2 years ago when she came home from hospital. So there's kind of an extra association with it.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. One of them was a keen gardener as well, so would be tending their daffodils.
So yeah, that would be my mom. That my mom, although my dad often might get the praise for it. so he take it as well, no problem. Yeah. He wouldn't correct it, but she'd always take photographs. She'd have posts up, you know. And I just think of maybe what she might have done.
Yeah.
If she hadn't got cancer herself. You know, she would be supporting my dad and stuff. So,
when did you first reach out to the Irish Cancer Society?
It's actually easy to remember. It was November 21. Vicky Phelan had been on the Late Late Show the night before, so the support lines were open on the following day, on a Saturday, and that's when I would have first made contact.
Mm.
My parents were due to start new cancer treatment the following Monday, both of them on the same day. That's when I made contact.
Mm. And when you make that call, what do they do? How do they begin to help you? What's the first process?
Well, I think normally if somebody makes that call, you're kind of in a place of a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just looking for support. That's the first thing for anyone, and especially a carer, anyone who's there, they will know and understand that. Is just of needing someone to talk to find out help, support, because with so much of all the COVID restrictions, communications were often an issue.
Yeah.
And it was just because, I suppose, even just to find out, are there other people who've cared for two people mm-hmm. with cancer at the same time? You know, little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that. So just, yeah, you're just, you know, let's just ring in, let's see what can they offer, what can they, maybe there's something I haven't thought of.
And were you surprised at how much was something? Were you surprised at how much was on offer?
Well, the main thing was just the empathy and compassion. That was the main thing. The person I spoke to, they just, I was on probably for well over an hour. And then on a practical side, yeah, then they had suggested like the volunteer driver service, which we did avail of, and then to link in with the local cancer support services. So in my case, it was the Cork Arc House.
Yeah, brilliant.
Wouldn't they have been just fantastic? And they encouraged to avail of the counselling service, which I did. I was just waiting at the time till I could do it in person because, you know, I suppose you forget now some of the way the restrictions affected everything. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, you couldn't do in-person services, you know, and appointments. And then I made contact with the Arc House and they had a few other suggestions, you know, small little practical things. And they helped lessen the burden because the logistics, they were just very intense because you two people, they were in different hospitals for treatment. Yeah. My joke was that it was like a project manager trying to coordinate,
yeah,
all the different appointments, so treatments.
Can't imagine how hard that must be. Yeah.
Yeah.
The nurses as well, the Daffodil nurses, Sinead and Killett, tell me about them.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so Lishy was... This month last year, around this time last year, I only found out that the Daffodil nurses are there because we couldn't visit when my parents were in hospital. You know, it was very restricted. So I wouldn't have been passing the Daffodil nurses station or anything. So I didn't even know they were there. You know, you think about it. But when I did make contact, and no, they reached out because that would have been a bit of a crisis. You know, one of my parents, their diagnosis was changed. They just put me in contact with different resources that I was looking for because I was more coming to, because I was talking about end of life, you know, care, things like that. And they were just there if I needed to ring them or, you know, back and forth with emails and links to potential information.
Yeah.
You know, if I had known, sorry.
Go on. If you'd known
how. Yeah, no, I was going to say, if I had known they were there, I would have made contact a lot sooner.
Sure. Yeah. You sent us a fairly lengthy email of who helped, and you got so much help through the Cancer Society, which is why you believe, I think, Orla, we all should support in whatever way we can support Daffodil Day.
Yeah, well, I know the Volunteer Driver Service is funded with it, the Daffodil nurses, the counselling, the night nurses. Mm. We would plan to avail of them. It didn't work out in the end. But just the fact that it's there and they offered, it's free of service, it's phenomenal, really, when you actually have that help in time of crisis. And I suppose a lot of people may not realize that it's there.
when it's there, the things they supply is remarkable. And today is the big fundraiser to help with it. We're down the street, Ken and our street fitter down at Brown Thomas this morning, helping along with Zaffodil Day. We're delighted to be part of it. How are you now, Orla? How are you getting on?
I would say I'm standing.
Good for you.
You know.
That's good.
I'm standing.
That's an achievement, I suspect.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because look, it's been very challenging. And it's been, as a carer, it's been hugely intense.
Who's minding you now?
So that's a very good question. I have to learn to create a new normal for myself now.
And you'll get help with that too, won't you?
So, yeah, I mean, again, I have to thank the Ark House. They've been phenomenal. You know, extended help. Family carers have been fantastic as well. So, no, there's different people who have reached out and helped and supported, because it's probably, this phase is probably the harder part.
Sure, you know, the first, you're still in the first everything phase, and that's...
Every month there's the first.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, look, I'm thinking of you. We're all thinking of you. And it's very courageous of you to take my call today after sending on that wonderful email, paying tribute to your to your parents, and encouraging listeners to the Opinion Line to support Daffodil Day in whatever way
to
they
support.
Can.
Yeah. And also just to reach out that if there's anyone who is caring for someone with cancer, and especially if they're caring for two people, just to reach out for support, you know, that there are some help and support there. To know that you're not doing it alone.
Yeah. Margaret was on that lovely old Irish saying, there's a bed in heaven for you, girl. you take good care of yourself, Orla. All right.
That's it. Thank you. Thanks.
Thoughts with you. That's Orla. 1-896-96-96. Her mum and dad both died in the last 9 months or so, having been diagnosed with cancer during the pandemic. And she reached out to the Irish Cancer Society, and the resources funded by Daffodil Day were put in front of her. The volunteer drivers, help with Ark House, the nurses, loads more. And that's what you're helping today, is people like Orla and her late parents, who you are helping with your contribution today to Daffodil Day.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.